you know, it's obviously not as wealthy a country as the United States, and so, you know, there may be certain things that people think like, oh, that's not hygienic, or that's not safe, or there's not a sidewalk, or there's giant potholes everywhere, and how can I, like, traverse the street? Yeah. For me, that comes more easily. You know? I'm more or less unfazed by things that seem dirty or unhygienic or broken down. But, I mean, even for teaching, that's a concern, which is like, having taught at the University of Iowa, I'm so used to being able to upload an assignment on Icon, you know, input the grades, like send emails, the students can access the emails. You know, if you say like, hey, tomorrow please bring this paper, everyone's going to get the email and most students will bring the paper. Or, you know, especially teaching languages, it's really great to be able to show video clips or audio or songs or, you know, things like this in our, like, incredible university library that's, like, filled with every book you could want. And if they don't have it, you just do an interlibrary loan and the book is there in a week. And stuff like that doesn't really exist, you know? I mean, I experienced that even teaching in France for a year. You know, I came back from that and I was just, like, so grateful for the resources that were available here. Because in France, you know, forget having a computer with an internet connection and a projector. You know, I had gone into that year expecting to do all these things, and I had all these ideas for how I was going to teach, and I got there and I noticed, like, oh, there's a chalkboard. There's not even chalk, not even an eraser. Like, how am I going to make this work? How do you do, you know, listening comprehension when you have no way to play audio? So then you have to, like, get creative solutions, and you, like, ride the bus to school with speakers in your backpack, you know? Or just getting books, you know? So one thing that's really nice about the Fulbright is they allow us to send up to 4 boxes of educational material through, like, the embassy post.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, resources will definitely be an issue there.